Wyoming native and author Lillian Clark is out with a new young adult novel called Immoral Code. It tells the story of five teens trying to pull off an elaborate heist, stealing thousands of dollars from one of their absent fathers to pay for college tuition. She talked to me about how one inspiration for the book came from the 1999 movie Office Space.
I got the kernel of an idea from this old movie Office Space from the 90s. They skim like a tiny little bit amount of money from every one of their business's transactions. So I thought about that. And then I thought, well, you know, what would you do today? And so when I was researching it for today, I started thinking about the character Nari, who is a, you know, self-professed white hacker, which means she's sort of a hacktivist. She's really socially minded and things like that. And so I started reading up about Anonymous and how they started and how they eventually moved into more social activism. And Nari is the character who is very much in this Robin Hood mindset, where she's like, yes, this is right. It's right to do this wrong thing, this illegal thing to fix this wrong. And so it's kind of like this two wrongs make a right. But then you have Keegan, who says, well, no, I mean, it's just wrong. And so I think that, you know, the Robin Hood-esque story is really appealing, you know, and then, but I also think that it's good to talk about the layers below that, especially in a book for teenagers, to talk about the moral gray area of what they're doing and how, yeah, I mean, objectively, it is wrong. But they are doing it for what they see as justifiably right reasons.
How much did the story of Steve Jobs and his unclaimed daughter, Lisa, inspire the story of Bellamy and Robert Foster, a similar sort of dynamic of a self-made tech billionaire and a daughter that goes unnoticed?
Honestly, and this is kind of amazing, not at all. I think I watched both of the Steve Jobs movies, but I had never made the actual connection. But I had thought about instances in which a parent could distance themselves enough from a kid that they weren't raising to really feel completely disconnected as though they were a stranger and then not their issue. And it's really interesting because I've talked to a number of people since the book came out in ARCs and then now that it's out, who had shockingly similar experiences where they had a parent who was not involved in their life end up complicating the financial process of going to college, and it cost them something. Either they couldn't go to their dream school or there were strings attached where they were supposed to go to a college picked by that parent or something. And it's a really complex dynamic that unfortunately happens in real life.
Something that becomes apparent when reading about the relationships and friendships that these five teenagers have is the influence of peer pressure, and not in a sort of stereotypical way of some bad kid coming into your life and offering you a cigarette, but the layers of peer pressure. What do you hope a teen or a young reader is going to take away from that particular part of the book?
That's a great question. And I think that Keegan is a really important character for that, because he's throughout the book the sort of voice of reason, and he says, this is not right, we should not be doing this, this is ridiculous. But he is one kind of against four, and a number of the others, you know, they question things and they know that this is not necessarily the best idea, but they're kind of gung-ho and willing to do it anyway. And I also think that Keegan's character is important because he doesn't know what he's doing. You know, with this group of five kids, you have one who wants to go to MIT, Santiago, who wants to be an Olympic diver, Nari, who is just overall ambitious and brilliant, and Reese, who has really figured herself out. She wants to be an artist. And Keegan is a little lost. He doesn't know what he wants to do for the rest of his life. He doesn't have a really big dream or goal. And that becomes tough for him when he's dealing with the other four who feel so settled. At the same time, you know, he's questioning himself, but he's also telling the others, we need to question this. I think that lots of teenagers, you don't have it all figured out. I mean, who has it figured out when they're 18, right? And so I think that he's really realistic in that sense. And I hope that kids will think about him and his role in the book and think about how to apply this sort of sense of self within their own life.
Lillian Clark is the author of YA book Immoral Code. It is out now. Thanks so much, Lillian.
Thank you so much.